Route 9, Windhoek to Caesarea and Namib Desert Lodge. To the Namib. The 5-hour, 320 km, route from Windhoek to Caesarea follows the main road southwards to Rehoboth before turning onto the gravel. It heads in a southwesterly direction to Caesarea, gateway to the famed dunes of Sossevlie, skirting the impressive Nautluft Mountains. Namib Desert Lodge is 60 kilometers to the north, where you'll find some of the most spectacular scenery the Namib has to offer. The shuttle departs at the Weinberg Windhoek Hotel and travels southwards through the meandering Oz Mountains to Rehoboth. Mountains, heroes, and history. Windhoek is nestled in the arms of several mountains, the Oz Mountains to the south, the Eros Mountains to the east, and the Hommers Hopland in the west, so it's no wonder that the airport had to be built 40 kilometers to the west of the city on level terrain. In the late 1890s and early 1900s, the German Schutztrupp appreciated the higher elevation as a mosquito and midge-free area where their horses were safe from horse sickness. Windhoek was initially called /I/Gans in Nama, or Otjomuis, Otjihero, referring to the hot spring that once existed in the settlement. We have Jonka Afrikaner, a renowned 19th-century Oorlam leader, to thank for his road-building skills in the Oz Mountains as well as on the byweg from Windhoek to Walvis Bay. He constructed ox wagon tracks to establish trade routes with the Cape. When traveling southwards in days gone by, ox wagons had to outspan and rest on either side of the Oz Range after taking a full day to negotiate the challenging mountain track. They would leave from the Ozpanplatz in Windhoek. The traffic circle has kept its name to this day, to travel through the Oz Mountains, overnighting on the southern side in Rehoboth, then Tsumas and Kalkrand. The trip that today takes us 3 hours took them 5 days and 4 nights. On the outskirts of the city, Heroes Acre, a war memorial built to honor Namibia's freedom fighters, is an unmistakable landmark with its towering marble obelisk that comes into view soon after the police checkpoint. It was built after Namibia gained its independence in 1990 to honor all those who lost their lives fighting for freedom. A bronze statue on the site, known as the Unknown Soldier, bears striking resemblance to Namibia's founding father and first president, Dr. Sam Nujoma. The road from Windhoek meanders through the mountains, passing through the Window Bridge, which perfectly frames the landscape, into the valley below. The hills are tawny colored in the dry mid-year months and vivid green after summer rainfall. A tree-filled expanse lines the road as you enter the town of Rehoboth. The town, 87 kilometers from Windhoek, is predominantly Bayster, a proud group of people originating from the Cape of Good Hope, descendants of Dutch colonists and indigenous Khoisan women. They moved north, crossing the Orange/Gariep River and settling in Rehoboth in 1871. The Tropic of Capricorn and a Memorial of Hope. Just south of Rehoboth, signs indicate that you are passing through the Tropic of Capricorn. This refers to the line of latitude at 23 south of the equator, which marks the southernmost latitude that experiences the sun directly overhead at noon in midsummer. From here southwards, the sun appears at less than a 90 angle. South of Rehoboth, the route veers off onto the gravel towards Caesarea. Along the way is the turn-off to the Sam Kubis Memorial, the site where on the 8th of May 1915 the Baysters put up fierce resistance to the German colonial forces, with 700 men entrenched in the rocky valley. The battle started before sunrise and raged the whole day. At the end of the day, when they were running out of daylight, ammunition and hope, they prayed for help from God and pledged to commemorate the day forever. Whether divinely inspired or not, the German contingent retreated the next morning. They had heard that South African troops were advancing from Walvis Bay towards Windhoek and, realizing that they were in danger of being cut off from the main body of the troops, marched off at speed. The route continues in a southwesterly direction past the small settlements of Klein Alp and Ryatoog to Bulsport and the magnificent Nautluft Mountains. It skirts the Nautluft Park before turning northwards towards Caesarea, the gateway to the towering dunes of Sossevlie. Here, some guests will disembark to proceed to their destinations, while others will continue 60 kilometers to the north, past several attractive mountains and bands, of Burnt Orange, Sand to Namib Desert Lodge, your warm and relaxed base for your Namib stay. Welcome to the spectacular scenery of Namib Desert Lodge. The lodge has an impressive backdrop of fossilized dunes that were formed when the sand compacted into sandstone in the more humid climate that existed between 10 and 20 million years ago. Enjoy a meal outdoors on the veranda, take a ride through the desert on an e-bike, walk along one of the desert trails or laze by the pool. One of the highlights of a stay at the lodge is the sundowner drive to the top of the dunes where you have a prime view of the magnificent desert vista, punctuated by a line of trees and fringed by mauve mountains. More info about Caesarium, 6 strips of rawhide. Caesarium is the entrance to Sossusvlei, which is a 60 km drive further westward into the Namib Naukluft Park. A short drive from the camp leads to the small Caesarium Canyon, carved by the Tsoshab River over millions of years. 1 kilometer long and up to 30 meters deep in parts, the canyon was an important watering point for early pioneers, travelers and explorers, who paused at its edges to draw water from its depths, tying together 6 reams, strips of rawhide, hence the name Caesarium. And Sossusvlei, from Caesarium the road to Sossusvlei crosses the tree-lined and usually dry Tsoshab River and continues through the impressive dune landscape to the Sossusvlei parking area. It's another 5 kilometers on soft sand to the Vlei itself. The word Sossusvlei refers to the Vlei, seasonal lake, the end of the Tsoshab River's journey from the Naukluft and Zaris Mountains to the desert. Once traveling all the way to the sea, the river is now curtailed by sand dunes, ending at Sossusvlei. Most of the time, the Vlei is a large dry clay pan, encircled by apricot-colored star dunes, and accentuated by the green of camel thorn trees. In years of heavy summer rainfall, however, the Tsoshab River's catchment area fills up and the river rushes through Caesarium Canyon, on its course to the dry pan. For a brief period, Sossusvlei becomes an oasis. It is best viewed from a height, so walk a short distance up the dune or climb up the adjacent Big Mama Dune for a prime view of the Vlei and the magnificent surroundings. There are a series of smaller Vleis in the vicinity, Nara Vlei, Dead Vlei, and Hidden Vlei, separated from one another by small sand dunes. Dead Vlei is the most popular and picturesque. Here, dead camelthorn trees, over 500 years old, stand like dark and stark sentinels juxtaposed against the resplendent orange, red dunes and the chalky white pan. Sossusvlei's star dunes are amongst the highest in the Namib. These dunes are caused by wind blowing from multiple directions. The sand in the Sossusvlei area is mostly comprised of quartz grains. It also contains mica, feldspar and heavier metals such as magnetite and garnet. The red color, resulting from the large amount of iron oxide in the sand, covers each grain in a thin coating, giving the desert its dramatic hues of deep, rich red.